And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Rachel Dugas and Elaine Clément, here to talk about Acadian Culture Day at Vermilionville. I know some of our listeners may have been fortunate enough to hear you all in with some of the Mie shows on Tuesday. The Mie shows, of course, are being honored. They're receiving the Cultural Preservation Award this coming Sunday at Vermilionville. So some people may have heard it. Some people may not have. So we're going to talk a little bit about the details. And Elaine is in charge of the sharing circles that will take place at the Culture Day. And so we'll kind of focus on those and let people know more about them, because there's so much that people can learn and so much they can bring to those sharing circles. So tell us a bit about Acadian Culture Day, why you all have it, and what the structure is.
Well, we have three Culture Days during the year. There are only free days at Vermilionville, so it's sort of a chance for people to discover not only the historic park in our little village, but also the three cultures that we feature in the village. So the Creole culture, the Cajun Acadian culture, and the Native American culture. We've already had Creole Culture Day in June, and so we celebrate Acadian Culture Day in August, probably the closest Sunday to August 15th, because that is the National Acadian Holiday, which was recognized by the first Acadian Convention in 1881. So that's why we celebrate that day. And unfortunately, it is the hottest time of the year, but I've been told, since this is my first one, that it is one of our most popular events, and I think it's because there's such a variety of activities during the day.
So Sunday is free. People can go and enjoy all of the events that are going to take place, enjoy the award ceremony, and well, let's just kind of quickly mention, because I'm still amazed at what's going to be going on Sunday when I read the list of things happening for children and adults.
Yeah, you almost have to divide yourself to partake in everything. We kick off the day with the first special event is going to be the award ceremony with the Michaud family, and that's going to be not just a ceremonial part, but we're also going to be having them interviewed for about 45 minutes. So we'll get to discover maybe some hidden secrets that we didn't get to hear on Tuesday. And then we're going to proceed with the rest of the activities in the Performance Center. We'll have some dance lessons there. And then the Huval Fusilier Cajun Band will play. And then another dance lesson. And Fufole will close off the events in the Performance Center. And at the same time, we'll have things in the village and all of the different homes. So either we'll have an artisan practicing a craft and demonstrating, or we'll have crafts for kids or activities, because we have some crafts. They're going to be able to make Acadian flags or kites or noisemakers for our big tantamot. But kids will also be able to pick up a bamboo pole and fish in our petit bayou and make some bousillage bowls with our bousillage artisan Dale. So there's all kinds of hands-on things for everyone to do. And I mean, I say kids, anyone can make this. Really, we're not anyone kid at heart. We'll take anybody. And the artisans that we'll have demonstrating will be doing net making. Valerie Broussard Boston will be there doing some tatting. We'll have some ladies doing quilting. Obviously, we'll have the bousillage. We'll have Mr. Alan Simon, who is traiteur / storyteller, man of all, jack of all trades. He is pretty much the entertainer. He'll be out there as well. So there are different stations here and there where people can be entertained and learn about the culture. And we do have something special this year. We're going to have a character in the village named Grand-mère, who will be washing all her dirty clothes and asking everyone to help her put them on the clothesline, which might be a new sight for some people, actually.
Absolutely. A lot of young people have never seen a clothespin.
Exactly. So we're hoping that that brings a little more life to the village.
You see what I mean? I'm just astonished listening to you talk about this list of amazing activities that will go on Sunday. You do almost need to split yourself to be able to get to everything on that day. What a great idea to bring everyone in your family, a group of friends, and really learn more about Acadian culture, so many different levels of it. And I know a large part of our culture is storytelling and sharing experiences. And Elaine, you're in charge of these sharing circles. What's going to happen with those?
There are two sharing circles, actually, and out of a conversation Rachel and I had, we decided that it would be interesting to have a group of women of different ages, because it's a very different experience for younger women in our culture and older women, and to have the opportunity for them to come together, tell their stories and share, and invite the audience, people who come in, can come in, sit, relax, get out of the sun and listen and share your stories too. So, and then that's at noon.
Mm-hmm. And where are they going to be?
What they're going to be in the chapelle, in the chapel, mm-hmm. in the back of Vermilionville. Mm-hmm. And then that'll be followed at 1:30, I believe, mm-hmm. at with a group of treaters, mm-hmm. people who do healing. And so that'll be very interesting because every traiteur has their own story about how they, you know, there are people who use plants, there are people who use prayers, and people who have had the tradition passed down from different family members, friends. It's really kind of a fascinating phenomenon in our culture, and this is an opportunity to come and listen to their story, too, and ask questions,
share experiences.
Stories.
It seems mm-hmm. like everybody I know has a story about it, whether it's a grandparent, a great uncle, somebody who was healed, mm-hmm. someone who had an encounter with a traitor, or just, you know, this mythology. You know, they've built it up in their own head. So a lot of contributions in the community, I'm sure,
correct.
Can be made that day.
Mm-hmm.
So how will it be set up? Both of those will be in the chapelle,
correct,
in the back. And so will people be sitting in the pews? How
right. Right, it'll be like a panel mm-hmm. in front of the mm-hmm. of the altar, where the altar yeah. would be, and then we'll give each person a chance to share their story and then have a conversation with the general public as it progresses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now with the first one, who are the people that will be on the panel, on the group, the main?
Right now, the people mm-hmm. who are confirmed are Becca Bagno, the women, mm-hmm. Becca Bagno and Mavis Frugé, mm-hmm. and Alice Labrie. So we're still working on a couple more people, so mm-hmm. we can have a little bit
definitely
bigger
different group, generations yeah. right there, three different
yeah.
generations. Mm-hmm. And then again, people just coming to share their memories of generations who are far past those.
Correct. And I'm just real curious not only to hear their stories, but to see what comes out of, you know, when people start talking to each other and sharing their mm-hmm.
And the topics, too,
ideas.
That will be brought up. You know, I mean, I know like Mavis Frugé does the Table Française in mm-hmm. Arneville. And so language is obviously very important to her. And that could be a topic. So there are probably varying topics that people could bring up. And the conversation can take different directions.
And just what it was like growing up. I mean, the older generation, what it was like growing up speaking French. That was their first language often. Mm-hmm. And then you have the next generation who came along. They're fluent. Mm-hmm. But their experiences are completely different. And so it's such a rich thing that we get to come together and talk about it, as particularly as women, because I don't mm-hmm. think we get that opportunity very often.
And those stories aren't written about mm-hmm. as much sometimes
yeah.
in the histories.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Rachel Dugas and Elaine Clément talking about Vermilionville's Free Acadian Culture Day that will take place this Sunday, August 12th. Elaine will be leading two different sharing circles, conversations that will take place in the chapelle, which is on the grounds of Vermilionville. And I think there are a lot of people listening to us who have either never been to Vermilionville, or it's been a really long time since mm-hmm. they went, and there have been a lot of changes there. I mean, just some of the buildings you're describing, I was there not too long ago, and they're absolutely beautiful. You all have done so much work there.
The team on staff has really worked hard to bring all the buildings back to their original mm-hmm. beauty, and they've all been, you know, recently painted, and all the landscaping is done, and there's a pride really in the beauty of the mm-hmm. of the village. And we see the difference with people commenting on it, and also visitors coming by. We want you know, to be the face of a great face for mm-hmm. the culture here, and I think the culture days are a good way to do that as well, not just for the local community that might be discovering Vermilionville for the first time, because we are presenting these days and organizing these days in collaboration with local organizations. So it's sort of for the people of the area, by the people of the area. But I think it's also a chance for visitors to kind of get an inside peek into the life here, mm-hmm. because we're talking about the Cajun women and their different stories, and les traiteurs, being someone who didn't grow up here. Those things are so interesting to me. And I think, how lucky are those visitors that come on Sunday and get to learn stuff that's not necessarily in all those tourism mm-hmm. books and, absolutely. You know, and all those exhibits and everything.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that struck me about Vermilionville, how beautiful you have made it to make it look like it was new. And at one time, all I think we think, you know, we look at black and white pictures and we think, oh, well, that's the way things looked. You know, or we see an old house out in the country and think, well, that's the way it always looked. But it wasn't. They were whitewashed. They were painted. There were flowers around them. People kept them up. And it was disconcerting, I have to actually say, walking around, because I felt like I'd gone back in time.
See, that's the point.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what we want to do as soon as you step foot in the village, so that you can be transported. And obviously having everyone in period costume that works in the village, mm-hmm. and showing crafts and different things that people would do in that time period, because obviously we have buildings that represent different time periods, and we try to make sure the programming represents those time periods, mm-hmm. and you can travel into different places in time and different
Yeah, and that chapelle is just lovely and a wonderful place to group and gather, and I think will inspire people who go there to talk and remember past times. And it's just, I was very moved by going there, and I think anyone who does take the time to go will be as well. And the chapelle is kind of down near where you're talking about the pond, mm-hmm. where the children can fish if
exactly.
they like.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and we also have a little physical activity that people can do. We have a rope pool there. Mm-hmm. That if you want to try it out, you can pull yourself from the chapel to Broussard House to go and see Val showing off her tatting skills at Maison Broussard. So there are different ways to travel back in time and through the village.
And pulling yourself on a rope boat in the middle of August, you really get the feel of what it might have been like back then.
Exactly.
Come join us in the chapelle before and after.
It'll be
enjoy
cool.
the air conditioning and some interesting stories.
That's right. So you go to the sharing circle with the women, go pull on the rope, mm-hmm. and then go back for the traiteurs. So lots of things to do and lots of ways to be cool as well, mm-hmm. definitely. And you're going to have cooking demonstrations as well? Is that
we
going
are.
On?
This year we're working with Louisiana Acadie to put together the cooking demonstration. So some members of that group are going to be there demonstrating how to cook jambalaya outdoors in the big jambalaya pots. Another thing that for me as an outsider was pretty interesting to see for the mm-hmm. first time. Mm-hmm. So they'll be doing that outside. Another challenge, I would say.
In
but I
summer.
Think it's going to be a great representation. And then in the cooking school, we're having something new. We thought that it'd be interesting to present different traditions. So we've obviously we had some people from Scott on our committee, and they started talking about Pi Day, which they are known for. And so we decided to talk about Pi Day, and then they sort of went past that and decided that they would make some pies and show people what is in the pies. And also we've got Mr. Lubert Trahan, who is I guess an expert in tarts. Not the same pies as in Scott, but mm-hmm. tarts. So he's going to show everyone how to make them, and I believe he's going to bring some over for everyone to taste.
When you say tarts, like sweet dough pies?
Oui.
Sweet dough pies, mm-hmm. okay. Little but, hand pies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but he specifically calls them tarts.
Tarts,
so, why? Mm-hmm. So I guess that is why, because that's always the way that they were referred to for
that's
him,
right.
and I think that's great. Mm-hmm. If there's a French word for it, we might as well use it.
Another thing you can learn and imagine get a taste of, perhaps?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then following that, we'll have a table française in our cooking school. So if you want to practice maybe the new words you learned here and there throughout the village, or even if you just want to, maybe you're a bit shyer and you want to listen in, mm-hmm. there's that opportunity
listen
as well.
People talk about food. En français.
Or anything. They really talk about everything at those tables françaises.
Again, we are talking about Vermilionville and their Free Acadian Culture Day. It opens at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Goes till 5.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you could stay there all day long and you still wouldn't have finished seeing everything.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, we have the restaurant where you can have some, you know, refreshing food in the AC as well. Mm-hmm. And the Performance Center is a smoke-free environment and also is very cool, so you can travel through and see different things, take breaks, and really spend the whole day there with your family.
dance, eat, make crafts, learn how to cook, and share stories with people in the chapelle, and fish a little bit. So many activities. I'm sure people can find out more about this at your website or on your Facebook page.
Yes, and they can also give us a call. It'll be our pleasure to answer any questions. Mm-hmm. And I know that one thing on the program that may be a bit different. I know that the tradition does live on here, but we are going to have a tête à mort with the help of the Jumelage Committee of Scott. They are going to be coming with all of their family name banners, which they have, I think, about 30 of them. And it's the point of a tête à mort is to be loud, make noise, make sure everybody knows you're there and you're still alive and you're happy to be who you are and proud to be who you are. So we're hoping everyone will come and join in.
And they get in family groups and see which family makes the loudest noise?
They can, because there will be signs for every family. So come down to the chapel. Everyone's going to gather at the chapel at 2:30 after the sharing circle to walk back through the village. And, maybe the Dugas sign is taken, but I could go for the Bichot sign, maybe, because that's my grandmother's maiden name.
Absolutely. We're all made up of many, many names.
Exactly. So everyone is invited to participate. It is for everybody.
Okay, go and make a joyful noise Sunday afternoon at Vermilionville to celebrate your culture and your pride in being in South Louisiana. So it starts at 10 o'clock, and you will have the award ceremony first to celebrate the Michaud family and their cultural preservation work that they've done for so many generations here in our community. So a great way to honor them and start the day and then just keep on going throughout the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And Elaine, are you going to be involved in the Table Française as well? Or?
I'll probably drop in. Yeah. I'll probably drop in. Part of several of them here in Lafayette. So.
All right. So Table Française and sharing circles at Vermilionville. Again, so many things. Check out the website or Facebook. And one of the things that really I love about y'all's Facebook, if you like the Facebook, you get these beautiful photographs that you all send out periodically. Lovely pictures you've taken of the village. And it's just amazing. Vermilionville is so pretty. And whoever takes those photographs.
Jesse does. He captures it very well.
Very artistic touch. And they look like they're from times past.
Exactly, but in color.
Color.
You kind of see it with eyes.
That's right.
Regular eyes. It's great.
Yeah, but with that kind of old tint to it. Very lovely. So if you like Vermilionville on Facebook, you'll get these pictures sent to your Facebook, I guess. So really nice little element of the Facebook. And you look like you're about to say something, Elaine. Are you thinking how beautiful those pictures must look?
No.
I'm amazed.
Visit Facebook and look at them.
Yes, definitely. Again, my guests, Rachel Dugas, Elaine Clément, talking about Vermilionville's Acadian Culture Day, free 10 to 5 on Sunday. Help to celebrate National Day of the Acadians early, which comes on the 15th. So you can do that with a lot of people and celebrate the tête à mort, making again that joyful noise. Well, thank you both for all of your hard work putting this together. I know you all have worked on it very hard, and you certainly have created a lot of activities to cover everyone's interests. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Acadiana Conservatory of Music, connected with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, will start its fall semester on August 20th. You can register now for classes for children or adults. Information is at their website, acadianasymphony.org. At that site, you can also purchase tickets for the Acadiana Symphony's upcoming seasons, the Masterworks Concerts, or the Chamber Music Series. That's all at acadianasymphony.org. And at the Hilliard University Art Museum, a number of exhibits still on display, including Faith and Form. For more information, stop by their website for dates and times. The Wildcat Foundation with Spay Nation presents in the month of August, Primp Your Pit. You can get your pit bull spayed or neutered for a very nominal cost. Stop by their website, spaynation.net, to register. Tonight in Grand Coteau, an oral history of the town with Jeanette Williams, and afterwards a poetry reading by poet Jonathan Moody. The program is from 7 until 9. After the two scheduled readers, there will be an open mic session. All are invited to bring poems or whatever you'd like to read. On Saturday, the Bagmat Ministry will meet at First Grace Presbyterian Church from 9 until 2. You can learn how to make recycled plastic shopping bags. Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk up and down Jefferson Street. Lots of new exhibits, including at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. On Saturday in downtown Lafayette, a reading by Patrice Melnick and Kim Vodica. Both have new books out. They will be reading from 7 to 8:30 at Carpe Diem in downtown Lafayette. There are auditions for plays. The Eunice Players Theater will hold auditions for On Golden Pond. Those auditions will be Saturday, August 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. and Wednesday, August 15th starting at 6:30. Those auditions will be in Eunice at 121 South 2nd Street in Eunice. Also auditions this weekend for Beau Geste, being directed by Bruce Cohn. The play is by James Sherman. Auditions will be Sunday, August 12th from 2 to 6 and Tuesday, August 14th from 6:30 to 8. Those auditions will be at Cité des Arts. For more information, please call Cité. And on Sunday, Acadian Culture Day at Vermilionville from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is free and open to everyone. For more information, you can go to their website or go to their Facebook page, that is Vermilionville. And on Monday, you can see the premiere of LPB's documentary, Louisiana, 200 Years of Statehood. That will be at 7 o'clock on Monday on LPB. You can also see it on WLAE on the 14th. It streams, and there will be French subtitles as well. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock, and from 6 to 7, we'll be with Fresh Air, hosted by Terry Gross. At 7 o'clock, it is This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass. Stop by our website, both for a schedule and also to find out more about supporting KRVS. You can just click the support button and find out more about how to become a member or to be an underwriter on KRVS, or you could learn how to donate your vehicle to KRVS. There's a big red button at the bottom of our homepage that lets you know more about donating a car, a truck, a boat, or a motorcycle to help KRVS. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.